Hello everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. This video we are going to talk about the different options here available in the backend and the dashboard of traderpost.io. Specifically, I just wanted to give you my opinion on each of the different menu options. I've talked about what this is in the podcast last week. I'll put the link into the blog as part of the description to get a better idea. So this is kind of like the second step, I guess you could call it. Anyways, this is, as I said, this is a dashboard. It's a 7-day trial that I'm just working on. And there's just typical settings in the account. So you have billing. Just so you know, there's different plans. That's probably usually the one thing that people want to know about. These are the different plans. I'll let you figure all that out on your own. One thing I will say, they only take credit card. I thought they take PayPal from what I saw. So not much can be done there. Anyways, I have the standard affiliate program, security, all that. So let me go into the actual features here. So first things first, let me just talk about the documentation. Documentation is very important to me because it shows the great length that the creators of the service go into. You can see here that they've pretty well got a fairly extensive set of documents here. With creating traderspost.io, there's a different ways you can connect their signaling service that will do the live trading for you in the different platforms. Namely, I'm obviously only interested in TradingView. There's this thing called TrendSpider. There's also a Discord bot you can build out with complete instructions how to do that. There's also custom coding. So this would be an interesting one if you are interested in building out a complete trading service that executes trades when you send it your trading signals. So that those signals can be done from PHP, Python, Ruby, JavaScript, Go, C++, C#, Java, and so on. So you can create your own platforms, I guess, or scripts, and then use the service with this, and then you can issue your trades, live trades, paper trades in the supported brokers. So let me go through that. And that's all done via webhook. So in the webhooks, what you typically do is you have the ability to use a webhook. So in case of TradingView, I've shown this before. Now, again, you don't have to be a programmer to use this type of functionality. I mean, to be a programmer, there's some obviously extra advantages, but just as a non-programmer, non-technical person, it's pretty straightforward to use. So you can set up a webhook, which is basically this service, traderpost.io, will provide the webhook for you. And then you use that in your service of choice. So if you're using, let's say, TradingView, the webhook is what you use when you create your webhook within the alert creation of TradingView. And then there's also your payload for your alert as well. So I might be able to show that. So let's talk about the brokers. So obviously they have available these different types of paper trading simulated broker accounts. So they have their own, obviously, TraderPost. There's a paper limit you can put on your paper trading built around the tier that you choose when you subscribe to the service. So in this case, let me show you first the live broker. So right now, this is a pretty impressive list. I don't know, this service started in 2021. So give it 2-3 years. It's pretty impressive what they have. But as I said, once you get interactive brokers working, you get my attention. So this was Interactive Brokers was supported. They have TradeStation, Tradovate, Alpaca, IB, TradeGear, TD Ameritrade, Coinbase, and Robinhood. So Coinbase is the new one, along with, I believe, Interactive Brokers for quote unquote beta support. That's the status it's at now. So for crypto right now, that will work with a service. You can do Coinbase. But the interesting thing is they have joined the wait list. From what I saw on a tweet, X, whatever you want to call it, the first round that they are supporting is Kraken, which obviously I use and recommend. I am not a big fan of Coinbase. Okay, I've said that in the past, but that's the way it is. And we'll see how it goes over the next couple of weeks if I use, let's say, Coinbase for now and try out that service. Because, again, Coinbase is a supported broker in TradingView as well. So the other up-and-coming one is Awanda. Sorry, Forex. So Awanda is part of that as well. And under TradingView, I think Awanda is probably the more popular and well-received Forex broker within TradingView. Pepperstone's the other one, but they're kind of restricted. But Awanda is more global. So from the folks over at TradersPost.io, if you stick with brokers that are only made available to, let's say, US based, because this company is based out of what I see, Nashville, Tennessee. You want to expand the audience. You want to obviously focus on brokers that are global. So if you're working with a global Forex broker, I would think Awanda would make sense as your first choice. And then Pepperstone, I think they're based out of Australia as well. The other one that they're going to add, and it's quite interesting, Tasty Trade. I know of them as a broker. I'm not sure how their reputation is, but that's more for options and futures. So that's the available brokers that are supported. Okay, and more to come. So let's go back to our next topic. So when it comes to the difference between a paper trading account or a live, as far as I know, these are the brokers that support a paper trading account. So let's say you go with Coinbase. There is no ability to, well, Coinbase does not provide a paper trading account. You're either live or you're not. Same with probably Kraken as well. With Awanda, they do offer you a paper trading account as well. In my case, for Interactive Brokers, there is definitely, when you sign up, you know, you will sign up for a real live trading account, which I've got, but you can for free get your paper trading account as well. I've got to register an email for that, for the paper trading within Interactive Brokers. So you can test your strategy from within TradingView once you get that up and running. All right. So we've got all that available. So now they have these different concepts here of subscriptions and strategies. So I'm not going to go into details because I said, you know, there's the help, there's the documents all available to you, which is obviously a strong sign, but strategies are powered to connect the webhook. And it's like the glue between your webhook, wherever you're going to have the webhook. And as I said, in my case, the trading view, and then this strategy will connect you into the trading broker. Again, I'm just basing it upon assumptions and from my initial reading of the service. So yeah, that's how I perceive it. Obviously, there is a comment section in the YouTube video to make those corrections. So if I'm wrong, just let me know. So that's a strategy, and then there's a subscription. And again, that's a way to connect the strategy to the broker. All right, so let me show you why this is kind of important. So if you go back into the pricing under billing, you'll see here the different limitations you have with the different tiers. So with the free, you get one live broker, one asset class, and one or two paper strategies and one strategy subscription. One last thing I should mention here are the different asset classes as defined by TradersPost.io. So you have stocks, crypto you can enable, which I've already done for stocks. So these are two separate asset classes. So there's another one for futures and options. So when you go back to the brokers that are available right here, you go under each one, under, let's say, connect a live broker, and let's say you go into interactive brokers that you want to connect, you'll get what are the available asset classes. So obviously, you only have stocks available. Over due time, I wouldn't be surprised that they will add options and futures. I mean, these are the large reasons why people go with interactive brokers, because it's got global support along with stocks, obviously, being a big asset class that they support along with futures and options. Now, if you go back to, let's say, in my case, Coinbase, you only have the crypto asset class available. Or if you want to trade futures and options, there's a couple of options here. So TradeStation, from what I understand as a Canadian, I'm not allowed to work with TradeStation. I can't really have to confirm it, but I don't think I get access to stocks. I may get access to futures and options. But that's what I'm saying about to expand the audience, that if I want to do futures or options, right now my only options through interactive brokers, right? So that's something to consider. But that's why interactive brokers are so critical across the world, because you can include people from Europe, Asia, and Canada, Britain, right? So being able to add that, those asset classes support for interactive brokers, in my mind, would be kind of critical. So TradeStation is one of the only, as we speak, the only broker that's supported for both stock, futures, and options. Okay, so going back to the other options, we have TD Ameritrade, stocks, and options. Again, I'm not sure what level support I would have as a Canadian. Trager is options again with the stock asset class. And what else is it? I think Tradovate's the other one for futures only. Okay. So again, what brokers do I have access to as a Canadian? What brokers do British Brits have access to? Same with Europeans and so forth. Because that's going to be important as the service grows, which it looks like it will. I mean, this is pretty good the way it is right now. It's not a gripe. It's just, I know they're in early stages and they have probably a limited support right now to develop the service for the extra asset classes and brokers. I get that a lot. So there's that with the brokers. So again, we've already talked about strategies as part of that glue and the subscriptions as well. So for billing, that tier, whatever you go with, is limited by all of these available options. The big one you need to consider with this service is the asset classes you want to use. So as I said, there's only the set that we have: stocks, options, futures, and crypto, and soon to be Forex. So if you wanted to add in more of the asset class support in your account, it can get pricey. Okay. So if I go back under billing and the options, so if you wanted to do three asset classes, you're looking at $200 a month. Now, that might seem quite a bit for people that are starting out, but you will, if this is the level you go with, you will be limited to one asset class. And then move up to another asset class, you're going to have to add on another $100, right? So do understand that. But they do give you phone support, which is in itself pretty rare for any company to offer you phone support. So just keep in mind with the asset class. In my case right now, for me, live trading, I'm at a point now with the way crypto's been performing. I'm not happy with it. Let's just put it that way. So I might not need to trade through a crypto exchange, but what I could do is with interactive broker support is only trade ETFs through interactive brokers. So for the interactive broker supported crypto, there's a slew of ETFs available that focus on crypto, namely obviously Bitcoin, soon, I think Bitcoin, either will be added soon as part of that interactive broker support as well. It depends on the regulators and maybe Solana. And to be honest, the way crypto's been trading right now, those are the only coins that I'm interested in trading based upon the market value of those instruments and the way they're performed, because they're super, super, super volatile. And I'm not liking super volatile stuff right now. So that might work for me. Just those stocks, they do support the ETF, and stocks trade as the one asset class, and just do it through interactive brokers. And interactive brokers have said is one of the lowest costs commission wise for support. So they have all these waiting lists available for the different brokers and Forex asset class itself. I'm sure that's going to be a super popular one for the service. TraderPost.io. So overall, I have to say, just looking at the back end, it's pretty impressive, because here's the big advantages you have. As I said in my podcast last week, the big advantages you have here is if you're not a programmer, you can just use the service, choose your, and if you're using TradingView, just use your open source strategy that you want. You can use indicators as well that can be set up through the documentation, can walk you through that. You're probably better off just to go through a strategy because there's less complications, but you can use a TradingView indicator if you want. So that's good, because you're going to use the triggers from the indicator if you want as well. So that's pretty well thought out there. So again, you don't need any programming skills to do that. And again, with the well over 100,000 available scripts, Pine scripts in TradingView, those are open source, 100,000. And it's probably grown a lot more since I knew about that number a few months back. So that's a huge, huge advantage there. The other advantage here is if you kind of work with have the experience of this with interactive brokers, and you're doing it through an API that supports the Trader Workstation, you will find it really cumbersome, because you have to have your script, your program, whatever it is, in whatever language, Python or whatever the supported languages are here, you have to connect through the Trader Workstation, the TWS, to pull this off. So there's obviously the big disadvantage when you have the TWS shut down at midnight, and then you have to manually reset the TWS the next day to continue with their trading. That's a real pain in the arse, right? So here with the brokers, this is the big, big, big advantage with this, is that if you look at, let's say, connect the paper trade and you choose interactive brokers, there's the spiel, you agree, blah, 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 blah. But look where it takes you to. It takes you to the interactivebrokers.com site, which is now the web portal. So you're no longer using TWS software. You're connecting right into the web portal. So that means you don't have to worry about your TWS being shut down at midnight now. It's connecting right into the portal of Interactive Brokers. So that's a major, major win using this service, software, some would call it, or app, as some would call it. So that is another big advantage. Now, I'm going to tell you from my experience trying to roll your own solution with the Trader Workstation and trying to connect TradingView into a piece of software that you've built. You're going to run into all kinds of problems on the software side, for instance, depending upon how you want to deliver it. If it's through a web alert, fine. Then you got to worry about having your web URL exposed to public. Once a hacker gets access to that, what will happen is you are no longer secure. And that enables that hacker to be able to go in and take over your trading account, which is basically money, your money with an associated broker, whoever it's with Coinbase or Interactive Brokers or whoever. So you're now exposing that online. Through most likely you have to go through ngRock and expose that URL or webhook. And that is pretty dangerous, especially if you're building out a fairly big account of, let's say, 20K and up. And I know some people that are up to 250,000. So obviously that's a big exposure that a lot of people may not want to take the risk. So here you are connecting indirectly through Trader Post as a service. So you're paying for the service, and then you're using the service to connect into whatever broker you choose. So you're no longer publicly or basically exposing your webhooks and your account through some remote server. Even if you do it on a desktop, on your system, that can be still a challenge. So these are things I would not recommend. But here with TradingPost.io, it alleviates that concern. So that's another big advantage. And again, I've already mentioned you don't have to be a programmer. The other big thing as where it looks like it's going, if you are looking to secure your trading execution, again, you can have it behind this service. And I'm sure they've got a pretty secure lockdown server environment farm to weed out and filter out any potential hacking potential. I don't know. I can't say that. But it's no longer your concern. That's all I can say. So those are the big advantages with this type of service. How fast are the trades? I don't know. But I do think you got to be aware of the warning that they do have. Let's see if I can find it here. Yeah, I'm just trying to look for the important warning. Okay, let me just describe it to you. Anyways, the warning is basically what they're stating and forewarning you on, that this is a service not for high frequency trading. Okay. And I could have told you that months ago. I could have told you that on the get go. If you're trying to trade through TradingView data that will generate a lot of signals, I can guarantee you from my own first-hand experience, if that you're generating a lot of alerts for any particular instrument on TradingView, TradingView will just automatically shut down the alert. So they're not going to allow you to abuse the alerts on TradingView, and same here on TradingPost.io. I don't blame them, but I do know that there's going to be some smartass is going to try to find a way to abuse it. I probably recommend you don't want to have frequencies lower than 1 hour. Okay, maybe that, depending upon the number of trades you're putting through. But so if you're trying to do that level of trading, neither TradingView is going to work for you. Neither will this TraderPost.io will not be for you. If you're trying to do the equivalent of so-called high-frequency trading, even on indirect brokers or any of these retail brokers, they probably will shut you down or let you trade those trades, but you will pay very high in commissions. But again, I don't know. I can't guarantee that. But right now, if you're trying to do any form high level of trading on your alerts through either, again, this or TradingView, I don't think you'll get very far. You might get a day's worth out of it, but beyond that, most likely not. So there is that in place. So overall, this is the back end TradersPost.io. My next steps are obviously going to test out paper trading for interactive brokers. And depending upon how nice Coinbase is to me, I might try out Coinbase as well. But I do know that crypto is just too dicey. I might do one or two trades just to connect, just to test out the connectivity on the live trade. And I'll stop there, as I said earlier, and how I'm going to approach crypto as we know it until I see something different in the markets themselves when it comes to crypto. So that's pretty well everything. If you want to know more, as I've said, you can join my Discord as well as my emailing list. I've got the two books on offer for free, as you can tell in this video. And that's at quantlabs.net/books. All the other things I'm kind of waging out if I'll continue to push out, namely Substack and TradingView. I'll be with TradingView forever, but to promote my TradingView here might not be the best thing. So for now, I would encourage you to go to the Discord, go to the email list and get on either or, and you'll get added to my newsletter in the Quant Labs website. Now, just so you know, for those still listening, I will be looking at my next big step, once I get through this, is to customize a new website, quantlabs.net. Really, it's a version 2 now because I've been on WordPress for over 10 years, and that website's becoming it's just not worthwhile to be on. Currently, I do think that there is potentially malware on the site. I can't be bothered to fix it just due to the fact that it's not worth it. So I do think that there is that, and it will get fixed with a new website. So be aware of all that. And the only dangerous part on the website supposedly is on the blog itself. So just if there is anything, but Google says there's no danger. Norton's saying there's no danger. So I don't know what is and what isn't true. But as it stands, that's the way it sits. And we shall talk to you later.